Folks, welcome back. We are joined by Charlotte Voicy, the executive director of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. They are back, 24th annual Tales from July 19th to July 24th. And this year's theme is Spark. And she joins us to talk about all that they have to offer. Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You guys get all of the most meaningful individuals across the world to visit this city to talk about the spirits and the mix of the spirits and the passion for same. It's always a great success, and it always brings a lot of highlights to the city worldwide, and congratulations for that. What do we have this year coming our way?
Yeah, you're right. You know, Tales of the Cocktail every year in New Orleans is the biggest and most important, not to mention the most fun, event anywhere in the world for bartenders, for spirit professionals, for media, anyone connected to the cocktail industry. They know they're going to be in New Orleans that third week of July. Every year we gather. It's about education, it's about connecting, tasting things you've never tasted before. We have parties, we have dinners, we have seminars. It's really just such a vibrant week where the whole hospitality industry comes together, and there's simply nowhere we'd rather be than in New Orleans.
And Charlotte, is this your first year as executive director?
This is my second year as executive
director. That's right.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
That's right.
But I've been coming to Tales since 2006 myself as a bartender and as a brand representative. So I'm no stranger to the good week.
Absolutely not. And this year, the hotel where this is all going to be, you know, where it's going to be centered at or headquartered at, is the Ritz-Carlton. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the Ritz-Carlton in the French Quarter is our home base. So that's where we host a lot of the educational seminars and different events. But overall, those 5 days of Tales of the Cocktail, we have 400 events all across the city. So while we're headquartered in the Ritz-Carlton, our guests get to explore the bars and the restaurants, all the wonderful spots around town in the city of New Orleans.
So this year's theme is Spark.
So tell
us about what that reflects. What is that about?
Yeah, the idea behind choosing Spark as our theme this year is that sometimes it's just a small moment of inspiration that can inspire a career change for a bartender or a new business venture for two people coming together from opposite sides of the world. When Tales of the Cocktail provides that annual moment for us all to get together, many different things are quite literally sparked into fruition. So we thought we'd capture that sentiment, that opportunity, that fun moment by calling our theme Spark this year.
I recall in my younger days, I had a lot of sparks when I had that first sip of a damn good cocktail.
Well, that too. That certainly helps, indeed.
I loved every second. You know, it's amazing. It's actually kind of a piece of art. I mean, it really is an artistic experience to see the mixing of these spirits and the innovation involved in it. It's amazing, you know, because what would you say 90%+ of the spirits have been around for years, right? There have been some new creations. The number's probably higher than that. But every year there seems to be a new mix, a new special drink or something that comes our way. And you wonder, you know, it said after all these years, they're still able to concoct these new innovations.
Yeah, that's so true. And what I love about Tales is we're in New Orleans, which is arguably the birthplace of the American cocktail. So much history, so many wonderful classic cocktails from the Sazerac, the French 75, the Ramos Gin Fizz, the Pimm's Cup that you can still go get at Napoleon House. There's so much history to inspire us. But then when Tails hits, you've got the very best bartenders from all over the world bringing their different perspectives, their creativity, their original thought processes, and the new ideas and the new cocktail techniques and ingredients and flavors from all over the world. They bring that. You've got the history, and then you've got the modern thought and the new techniques and flavors. You put all that together, and you're quite right. Every year, I guarantee you'll taste something you've never tasted before at Tales of the Cocktail.
You know, and I'm always moved by, and I was maybe a little skeptical. I'm going to be honest with you, Charlotte.
Okay.
I asked a bartender that comes down for years. I was at dining out in the French Quarter 1 year, and they were there, and we struck up a conversation, and he's like, I come down for Tales every year. I said, let me ask you something. I mean, I know they promote this education thing, and I said, how real is that? You know, because it just seems like cocktails and education just don't go hand in glove with one another, right? And he said, you would be surprised how much I've learned by coming to Tales each and every year about something that I thought I did really well and didn't really understand that I had actually scratched the surface. And that's basically verbatim what he said. And it was an eye-opener for me.
For sure. And you know what? I'm really glad that you heard that from someone else, not just from me. But I can tell you that for all the fun and the parties and the socializing that for sure happens at Tales, at the very heart, it is a professional conference for industry professionals in the bar and cocktail space. So bartenders absolutely save and some wait for years for the opportunity to come to Tales to meet their mentors, to learn in the educational seminars about not only the history of cocktail culture and how spirits are made, but they'll learn hands-on techniques about how to better set up their bars, how to make cocktails even better, different types of ice and glassware. We also have seminars on business, so how to run a successful business, taking the cocktails out of the frame, it's sort of business know-how that everybody needs. So we really try and educate across the spectrum for industry professionals so that it really is an enriching experience to come to Tales at the very heart. And then, of course, while people are here, we make sure they have a good time as well.
Absolutely. This year's attendance, what are you expecting?
Well, you know, we usually hit in the 25,000 to 30,000 people range. And the way that ticket sales and interest is bubbling up this year, we look to be pretty much on track. So we expect that same range of attendees as we got last year. And, you know, you can head over to our website, talesofthecocktail.org. You'll see just the laundry list of wonderful events and the range of experiences. So wherever you might be with your curiosity or knowledge about cocktails, there really is something for everyone, which I think is why we see such a rich attendance each year.
Yeah, it's really interesting to visit with folks from other areas, not only of this country, but from around the world that attend. You know, it's just funny to get their perspective. I was talking earlier in the show about the perspective of European travelers to the United States for the World Cup.
It's been really
fun and exciting to see folks' reaction, you know, that may not be well-traveled in life, but because they are strong supporters of their country's team and their pride in their country's team, that they've come to the United States and they're completely blown away by this place. And it's been so great to hear it.
It really has. I've been following that as well. And I think, you know, they always say that travel broadens the mind. I think just being exposed to different cultures and perspectives is great for those visiting, but it's great for us that live here in the U.S. as well. And Tales has always been that. It's always been a global gathering. And I think that's something that you can't always plan for or even put a price on, having a conversation with someone who's passionate about the same things as you are, but has a completely different perspective and set of lived experiences to draw from. I think that's literally where the sparks happen, right? That's where the new ideas come from. When you're exposed to something you think you know, but only from one perspective, you're exposed to these international different points of view. So we've seen it in the World Cup. We'll see it at Tails. And incidentally, I think it's going to be a very big kickoff day for us because the very first day of Tails happens to coincide with the FIFA World Cup final. So we know everyone's going to be out and about and all excited for those two teams in the final match.
Absolutely. July 19th.
Yep.
So this year, tell us about any new or maybe expanded initiatives that attendees should know about.
So new this year, we have something called Tails Passport, which is a series of events dedicated and designed for the general public. So not you don't have to be a professional bartender to come and enjoy all of the events. We now have some dedicated programming, some dedicated events for people who enjoy cocktail culture from the other side of the bar. So if you go again onto our website, Tails Passport, you'll find there's a beautiful dinner at Emeralds kicking off on Wednesday in the week. And then we have a wonderful experience called Tails House, where you can purchase a ticket and come along and go on like a sensory journey of what drinking a cocktail is. Everything from the way cocktails look, the way they feel, the way they taste, of course, the stories behind cocktails. We've got a lovely experience set up that people can come along and not just taste through, but actually learn something. There'll be tips and tricks and things that you can learn during this experience to up your game at home when you're making cocktails for friends. So we've extended some of our programming this year, brand new for 2026, Tails Passport, for our friends, our cocktail enthusiasts, as we like to call them.
That sounds like a blast. It really does.
It'll be amazing, truly.
Anything else that is new this year?
Well, the wonderful thing about Tails is while the format might look the same, the content is always brand new. So all of our seminars are new. All of our parties and brunches and tastings, they change every year because every year we're keen to show what's new and exciting in the world of spirits and cocktails. All of that new creativity that you spoke about, that's showcased. So you'll never see something repeated again and again at Tails. We refresh all of the content, all of the experiences every single year. So there's always a reason to come back.
Yeah. And this year's top 15 U.S. finalists will be welcomed as Tails Scholars, bringing the top talent into the conference.
That's right.
It'd be fun to be known as a Tails Scholar.
Yeah. So this is an incredible experience that we've extended. So we partnered with Diageo and their world class. It's the biggest cocktail competition probably in the world. And the top 15 bartenders of the U.S. version of World Class won, in addition to that honor, they won a scholarship to Tails. So they get to come on down to New Orleans. These are bartenders from all over the country. They'll come to New Orleans. We'll take care of their travel, their hotel, of course. And then they get an education pass for the full week. So they'll be notepads out. They'll be back in school. They'll continue their learning, developing their careers. But yeah, that's a wonderful extension to our program that we're proud of for this year.
You know, and one of the things that's really interesting about Tails, and you've said it a couple of times thus far this afternoon, Tails doesn't just happen in New Orleans. You guys say a lot, this all very often, that it couldn't happen without it.
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm from the UK. I moved over to the US 20 years ago or so when I started coming to Tales of the Cocktail as a bartender and a brand representative. And some of my international friends, when we first discovered New Orleans, we fell in love with the city. So the fact that we get to come to New Orleans for work, it felt like a dream come true. We're like, what's the catch? There are other great cities, but New Orleans is so unique from the culture and the people and the food and the drink and the music. It's no coincidence, I think, why Tails has been so successful with our audience. because bartenders, people in general, are just so attracted to the city. It's so unique, and it really is a massive part of what makes Tails feel like Tails, even with the crazy weather that you give us every year in July.
It's always a challenge, for sure. And I really love the fact that you have really opened up this experience to those that may not be in the industry, but have this innate curiosity about it. And it sounds like Tails Passport is an incredible opportunity to participate and see it. And if and folks out there, when Tails is in town, just go down to the quarter, you know. Yeah. And the one thing I love about this industry, with the hospitality industry, I don't know that there's any other industry that has as much fun as you guys. Truly.
Oh, without a doubt. That's no question. We know we do. That's easy. For sure.
So y'all get the award in that category for sure, right?
Wonderful. Agreed.
So Charlotte Voisey, also known, I understand, as Noisy Voisey in grammar school, which was interesting.
Yeah, it was a while ago now, but yeah, every so often people ask me how to pronounce my last name, and it's Voisey like Noisy. Takes me right back to school.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with Tales of the Cocktail this year, July 19th through the 24th. The website again, Charlotte?
TalesOfTheCocktail.org. Thank you so much for having me on.
Check it out, folks, and you can see all of the activities and the festivities that are going on with Tales of the Cocktail. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.